what would you say to somebody who was in a similar situation to you and looking at joining CTEC or Plus and looking for that sort of help?
Yeah, it's it's tricky to think about that person that you're asking about, because everybody comes into these situations with their own journey and their own story and their own history.
And this is not a miracle cure either. This is just a guide on your journey, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I suppose with or without Jackie, the success of my business pivots on me, my engagement, my activity, how willing I am to put the effort in and how committed I am and how passionate I am, I suppose, about what it is that I do. But I suppose if somebody was coming into this and they were, you know, maybe looking at this as a possibility to support themselves, that, you know, I would just say be open-minded, be honest and truthful in what you want, what the challenges are that you're facing, and don't worry about failing. Like, just failure is part of the journey. You know, if you don't fail, then you don't give yourself opportunities to really learn deep and meaningful lessons. Failure is part of the journey.
And as well as the practical help, is there something about just being able to talk to somebody?
Yeah. There's this word accountability and, you know, knowing that I had a call with Jackie. So we did two types of calls. We did a half an hour check-in every 2 weeks. And then on a monthly basis, we did a review. And so I knew, right, I've got a call with Jackie in 2 weeks. I've already told her that I'm committed to doing this, this, and this. I bloody well better go do it. Excuse my French.
It's Welsh.
Excuse my Welsh. I like that. I might start using that now. So, yeah, that was really useful, knowing that there's somebody there that is an accountability checker or sort of accountability net or basket, whatever you want to call it, that would support catching those things that I've done and catching those things that maybe have got some loose ends and that could be reviewed and re-articulated into something better for the 2 weeks ahead.
And so it makes your achievement or your achievements measurable as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does make your achievements measurable. And it possibly provides stretch. You know, there's certain things that I'm not that keen on, i.e. things like developing a website. But I know that I need it. And Jackie's support to just slowly edge me down that path was very useful. Yeah. And yeah, having somebody to talk to, you know, in these last 2 years, anybody that wants to talk to me, whether it's on Teams or Zoom or on a phone call, absolutely. Let's schedule that in and have a conversation. I am a people-orientated person. I love having conversation with people. So, yes.
Or even taking their socks and shoes off and coming running with you.
Yeah, well, quite. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a few people locally in Totnes that I go running with. And when I say barefoot running, it's as barefoot as you can get, but there's like a 3 or 4 millimeter slip sole between you and the ground, so it's a barefoot style shoe, so you feel the gravel, you feel the terrain, and your foot gets to flex in accordance with the ground.
Now, do you know, I didn't know that. Every day's a school day, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Shoe. I think in some parts of the world you could get away with no shoes at all if the ground was particularly dry and smooth or roughly flat, you know, in most parts. You know, weirdly, barefoot running on tarmac is really easy and really good because it's a very predictable surface. It's very flat.
See, I had visions of chariots of fire and you running along the beach or something. What does the future hold, Sean?
Yeah, Well, I'm clear that this year is going to be monumental in terms of the workload that's required from me. I have quite a network of old colleagues and old bosses and even old customers that you know, I built huge relationships with over the years that are part of a sort of plan of reconnection to promote what I do. It'll be how I'm going to grow the business is one conversation at a time and through word of mouth, recommendation and referral. Yes, I'm going to have a website, but it's more about what do I do? And I serve people. So I help people with what's going on for them. And so the future is very much focused on this year. And I'm aware that I probably need to have, like, you know, 10 phone calls to have one successful development opportunity that turns into other phone calls and possibly coaching sessions. And so there's probably a lot, 10 times work for the income in this year ahead, but that in year two and year three, those seeds that I've been planting this year will start to germinate and come to fruition and grow into fully fledged, you know, plants and customers, clients.
As a health coach, how much of it is a textbook response and how much of it is calling on your own experience from the past?
It's neither, actually. Interesting question. I like the question. What it is is it's a tailored question in each and every scenario, and it's tailored to the person in question. Let me just give you a working example. So can I just flip the script for just 2 seconds and imagine I'm interviewing you for just a second?
Absolutely.
So, John, tell me, how would you describe your health and wellness?
Could be better.
Could be better. Okay. So I'm hearing a desire for things to possibly be different in how you go about your day-to-day with health and wellness.
Yep. A little bit overweight, although I've lost some weight in the last year. I still need to do more. I've reached a plateau. I want to go further. I joined a gym, but it's very easy for me to make an excuse why not to go.
Okay, so you've had some successes already with weight loss in the last year, which is actually counter to a lot of people who have actually put weight on. So you're bucking the trend, and yet there's still a desire to lose a little bit more. So you've got some motivation there to carry on that journey. And there's a sense of wanting a little bit more from your membership to the gym, that it's good to know that it's there, but the motivation to get into the gym is not necessarily as easy to access as...
It's time now, really. It's time.
Okay. So it's a time limitation. Mm. Yeah. So... in this, so I'm going to pause there for a second. In this conversation, I would continue to explore what was relevant to you.
Yeah.
I would carry on using reflective statements that helped you hear what you just said. And then I would carry on down various doorways until we, together in our conversation, found one that was like, this is the thing that will make the difference in the next bit of my journey that I can work on in the next 7 or 14 days until we meet again.
Well, Sean, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Once you've got the website and the bookings up and running, I'll book myself in for a session.
Oh, great.
and we'll try and get rid of this little bit extra.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
That's been fantastic, Sean. Thank you so much. And thanks for the endorsement for CTech and Plus as well.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you to you guys and to Jackie. She's been an absolute joy to work with. And thank you for today. This has been fun.